Welcome to crisis.
Get it together. Collect the sticks.
All right. Welcome to crisis with
Kira
and Isis. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
How are you feeling today?
Good.
Today is about feelings.
All warm and fuzzy.
Really?
Not warm. I don't know. But like a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, I'm about to start my period, so I feel all welly.
Welly?
Like I'm like welled up. You know what I mean? Like
oh.
When you well up with emotion.
Oh.
Welly. I've never said that before, but I feel like that's a good way to
express it. Pent up emotions?
No, but I was like, okay. So I toured the ED department on Wednesday. Did I tell you about the draft day?
I have no idea what you're talking about in any capacity. I can start from the top.
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. The emergency department.
Oh. I was like, really?
The erectile dysfunction department. The EDD. Yeah, I don't know why. I feel like most people say ER, but I feel like in the medical world, like, they say ED more than anyone else. And I feel like the general pop says ER way more.
Well, because like, we're going to the emergency room.
Well, it's saying, yeah.
I'm not walking into the emergency department.
Yeah. So I went to like, talk to all the units about nurse apprenticeships. And then they,
you were prompted to do this, or you did this on your own accord?
Yeah, they, like, well, we didn't have to, but they were like, you should, wink, wink. Like, you have to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I was talking to all the, like, units, and I got some really good information, got some good contacts, which is good. I think it, like, was really successful. But anyways, then we're, like, touring the place, and they, like, showed us the emergency department and, like, the trauma room. And they were just talking about, like, you know, how when there is an actual trauma and, like, how many people are in the room and how it's, like, crazy and, like, whatever. But so I was like, whatever. But it wasn't like that at the time. It was just an empty room. So I was like, you know. And then, like, the emergency department itself, dude, it's, like, almost even worse than, like, I don't know. I complain so much about not having windows in, like, the regular floors, but the emergency department's even, like, more like a dungeon. It's, like, it's just so...
It really is a dungeon.
Ugh. And it's just so big, and, like, I just feel like you, like, it's
kind of warehouse-y.
It's kind of hard, yeah, and it's, like, hard to even find the exit to, like, the outside, and so it just, I don't know, it feels claustrophobic, which I really don't like. But then the next day... I was in the PICU, the pediatric ICU, and really slow day, actually. I was like, it was honestly so boring. Like,
was it depressing seeing the sick babies?
Mm.
Or are they just not that sick? Were there really sick ones, or they were just, like, premature and random things?
I don't know. I had, like, a little girl that had, like, two casts on her legs. She had a bunch of other problems, but, yeah, I don't know.
I'm just imagining, like, tubes and... things and breathing things and feeding things.
Yeah, not that bad. Not that I had. We only had like one patient for half the day. And then like you don't want to go in there because they just are like pissed off and like so you want to like cluster their care and then like I'm not going to test out my skills on a 4-year-old. You know what I mean? Like
right.
So I was bored. And then at the end of the day.
So you see why the other people were bored last week with the ones that were there before you? Because you said they did not seem enthusiastic about it. When I had asked you if you were excited,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You were like, nobody seemed excited
right,
after.
Right. Exactly. So I could see, like, you know, it would be, I think, fine as, like, a job, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's
right, chill.
It is like, a nicer population, in my opinion. I'm used to working with kids, like, whatever. But then, at, like, the end of the day, like, there was, like, a couple hours left, and we heard that there was a trauma coming into the emergency department, and it was, like, an 8-year-old who got her, like, bottom lip ripped off by a dog. I know. And then my nurse was like, do you want to go down and see it? And I was like, yeah. So I went down and saw it, and it was bananas, and there was, like, a bunch of people in there. And they're yelling out blood pressure, and, like, I didn't see. They, like, took off her gauze for, like, a second, but, like, the other way. And, like, the Ramsey student saw it, and she said you could, like, see her, like, chin bone. Oof! And just, like, her teeth. Oof! Which I couldn't see because she had, like, gauze over it. But my nurse, like, literally took her chin, like, her just whole-ass chin, and, like, we had to put it on ice So she, like, puts her chin
on ice. Oh, you guys recovered the mouth, the lip?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. If it's recovered,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
beneficial.
Yeah, I don't... Well, they apparently shot the dog on sight.
How old was the dog? Was it a big dog, small dog?
I don't know. Oh, no, I heard that it was, like, the mom's boyfriend's dog. It's freaking mom's boyfriend's dog, though. I think it happened in...
And they brought her all the way over here?
They care-flighted her.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, but...
The medical bill.
But... your stupid dog!
We'll second back to the dog situation. Keep going.
So, yeah, her chin, which was insane. Oh, my gosh. And then we put it on ice. I had to go get ice, so that was my really important duty. It felt great. And then, like, I could just barely see into her gauze and kind of saw, like, the cut and, like, her teeth and could imagine the rest. Poor girl, bro. I don't know what happened. They were, like, taking her to the OR to, like, try to reattach it. So I don't know. I don't know how successful it was or what happened, but.
Oh, that poor girl.
I know. But after this, I was, like, it was so oddly invigorating.
Of course.
I was like, wow.
I like trauma.
And like it made me like rethink whether or not I should put that as like maybe an option for like my apprenticeship, which I'm still not like, I don't know. Cause it was like very like interesting and exciting. But I'm just like really trying to think about the day to day ED stuff and just like a bunch of illness and like, it is like a lot more fast paced.
I think it'd be good for your training. So since an apprenticeship is meant to be short, I think having
Right, exactly. It could be really good for my apprenticeship, you know, just like short time.
And it's a lot of variety.
Even if I really don't like it, like it's really just not going to be that long, so it doesn't really matter, and it would just be so different from what I want to do that, I don't know.
And
so,
I think there's a lot of variety that's going to come in. You'll be in the...
Yeah,
I just think for gonna training be a lot versus, happening. It's good. So then I think it would give you better variety than being like, well, I just did labor and delivery and now I want to continue to... It's harder for you to like pivot. But if you do like ER, then you have a lot more skills and a lot more exposure to things that you wouldn't have had otherwise.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I just think it could
considering
be really
so many factors at once, I think it would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it would be really...
Yeah.
Well, that's so exciting. I'm really happy you had that experience. I feel really tired, sad for the child. But, like, it's like that's the thing. So many small things like that will have irreversible consequences. And, like, that was, like, that thing with Drew's friend when we were at his best friend's girlfriend's house and her dog was in my face. And I was like, I don't like the dog being in my face.
I know.
It's and then like... she was like, we don't consider begging bad behavior. I was like... It's not about bad behavior. It's that I'm a human being and this is my face.
Yeah, and like, that's an animal.
And everyone
that I don't know very well.
And just because everyone here wants to validate the dog is well trained, guess how many times that boyfriend said, my dog's not going to do anything.
Exactly.
People usually don't fuck around and find out what dogs they know are going to do something. Those dogs are usually put away. It's oftentimes dogs that are
Have never done something before.
Yes, yeah, dogs are deemed harmless that do something.
Yeah, it obviously usually happens to children because adults don't provoke things like that because they know that it's an animal. But it's like, you know, you're still like, it's not the child's fault because you are the one who gave it a false sense of security with this dog.
And like, I don't have a false sense of security with any dog, not even my own. Dogs are, like, I'm not, like, my face is too valuable for me to potentially get bitten for any reason. What if someone just wanted to, like, push the dog and the dog yelped at me? Or what if the dog went for the food and I pulled it back? And I don't know.
Yeah, so it's unpredictable. It's just, no.
It is not worth my...
That's why it's insane when, like, we have just such God, I don't even know how to... I don't know what it's, like, a good word for it. We have such, like, a humanization culture of dogs... Especially with, like, millennials and not having kids and just having dogs and treating their dogs like their kids. And, like, it's just we've, like, over – I don't
personified?
Yeah, I mean, like, humanized them. You know what I mean? Like, to the point where it's, like, how – almost to the point where it's, like, you can't treat a dog like it's an animal.
Right.
Because they're like, how dare you? This is like, as if it were like a person and
as if it was a three-year-old that you're trying to dehumanize versus the fact that it's actually not a human.
And so it's just crazy. And it's like, I feel like we have so much shame around, you know, like being cautious of the dogs or like.
Well, I feel like I have to treat people's dogs like I would treat their children. But it's like if your dog jumps on me, I still feel like I have the right to kick it.
Right.
But if your child jumps on me, I understand that you don't want me kicking it. Like, fine. It's a human. I probably shouldn't kick it.
Yeah.
But
you know how to deal with it.
You know, your dog should, but your dog can do more damage to me than your 3-year-old can.
You know the ability of a 3-year-old. No, dogs are so unpredictable. And, like,
it's something I hate, especially after being in Armenia and, like, where so many people are terrified of dogs, especially big dogs, and they're disgusted by household animals. Mm-hmm. Like, they find it gross. Mm-hmm. So then to, like, come back here where everyone, like, just is so – just the thought of having a child and having to tell someone with a big-ass dog, like, get your dog, and then that being, like, a contested issue makes me want to just punch
people.
Right,
right, especially then around your children. Like, trying to protect your children.
Like, I can't protect myself, but it's a how
– Like
– where's the threshold?
You're especially – oh, my God. Ew, now that I think about this, it's honestly kind of gross how, like – and, you know, it's the same thing. It's the opposite. Like, in Armenia, I'm sure you'll talk about it, but it's, like, how unwelcoming we are to children and how overwelcoming we are to pets. It's, like, my 3-year-old gets to come into the cafe. Your fucking dog doesn't.
Precisely.
But America, thinks the complete opposite. Like,
yeah. No, and it's
which
weird.
Which is insane.
Because it's like, who decided that dogs have more of a right and a privilege than children?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's weird to have your child out at the bar or at the restaurant at 10 o'clock at night, but it's not absolutely insane to have your dog everywhere that I eat food?
Yeah.
Are you serious? And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying start kicking dogs out of places. I'm just like, there just needs to be, like, there needs to be, like, a PSA that goes on TV for the next, like, 10 years that reminds people that they're still animals.
Yeah. Right. I just don't think people realize how actually gross it is. Not that dogs are, like, just inherently gross, because they kind of are. But which I would, like, I don't know. I have differing opinions about that and having, I don't know. Because, like, your immune system and whatever, I don't know. but like, how gross it is just the way we view dogs and children and treat them, like, in public. And
like, I love the animals at the funny farm. They stay outside. Except, mm-hmm. like, maybe your brother's dog comes in and out. But, like, they all are, like, outside.
They're right, all like animals.
And, like, I'm not saying your dog shouldn't come inside and shouldn't be part of the family, like, for sure. But it's, like, the fact that I have to feel uncomfortable. And this is the other thing. People with small dogs don't train their dogs properly, and they have, like, and they do things that big dogs would be put down for because big dogs don't have the privilege of acting like that without harming people.
Yeah.
So then you have this little dog that has the worst behavior ever.
Yes.
And gets to get away with it because it's small, which is just terrible. And then you've got big dogs that, yes, are most likely oftentimes better behaved, but because they have good behavior, they're now seen as non-threatening and non-harmful. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's this all delirious delusion
right.
that, like,
and I don't, some and yuppie no, ass people no came up pet with. Owner.
Yeah, somebody,
ever,
my
ever.
Coworker was saying that she hasn't spent the holidays with her brother because her sister-in-law. She has, like, a big old, like, husky or something.
Wait, your coworker?
Yeah, my coworker. Okay. And she was saying she hasn't been able to go over to her family's for, like, Christmas or whatever because they have, like, a husky or something. And she has, like, a 3-year-old. And she's like, I'm aww. Not having my 3-year-old around this, like, poorly behaved husky. And the sister-in-law was like, well, this is my child. Like, I'm not going to exclude my child from its house. Like, this is where it belongs. And she's like, great, I'm just not coming. And it's like, that is so insane that as a you're that delirious about where your dog belongs in this world.
Yeah, like stands.
And then, you know, she was like, she was also complaining. She's like, you know, she has like, she had a service animal who was like actually trained as a service animal. And that one passed away and this one isn't a service animal. And she puts the service animal vest on him. And it's like, you see those videos of like people like having to put down their service animal because non-service animals fucked with it. because, you know, as human beings, we're not allowed to mess with service animals. We're not supposed to pet them. We're not supposed to engage. And then people have poorly trained dogs, and they don't understand that their dog's not supposed to fuck with service animals, animals either. And then something happens, and now a nice, good dog is going down because you're just so selfish.
Did they automatically, like, get put down?
They can either, like, be removed from service or like, especially because if they get, like, a PTSD response from, like, whatever happened, they're unable to continue doing their job.
Right.
So say another dog comes at your service animal and your service animal fights and whatever happens, doesn't even matter what the end result is. If your dog is now threatened by other dogs, your dog can no longer continue doing its actual purpose. So then it's like more of a risk than it is a reward. Right. And maybe they won't put it down, but they might decommission its service. And it's just like you're just being selfish. Yeah.
That's so unfortunate because it takes takes so many resources to train service dogs.
Well, that was the other thing. Like, the dog, Drew's friend's girlfriend's dog, it was in training to be a service dog. Mm-hmm. But then he couldn't do it because of, like, some heart murmur or something.
Okay.
So everyone in the room is like, well, this dog was going to be a service dog. But it's like, but it's not. And if it was, it wouldn't be allowed to beg.
Yeah.
If it was, it would not be begging.
Yeah, it'd be out of my face.
Exactly. This would not be allowed as a service dog, so it's not acting like one, so I'm not going to sit here and be delusional and act like it is one.
Yeah.
Because it went through some training.
Like, oh, I went to med school and dropped out, so I'm a doctor. Like, what?
Precise, great analogy, Kira. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh. And I just hate it because it's just like, I feel like you just automatically seem like you hate dogs. And it's like, fuck you. Like, I love dogs. I love pets. I've always had them. Like, but right, you're just like, but I'm not going to like go along with delusional category. Like, that's where I draw the line. And it's like, if you, this conversation sounds so parallel to like, other political discussions. Like, if you want to call me a dog hater now, fine, but I'm like,
I'm just saying socially it should be acceptable.
50 years ago, I would have been seen as a freaking dog activist lover.
And like, okay, this is another thing that like back to Armenia, they used to kill the stray dogs. Like, just gut them down in the street, night. And they passed a law that they can't do that anymore. So there's still a lot of stray dogs in Armenia, but significantly less than I guess there were historically. And they spay, neuter, and give them their shots. People to this day are terrified of these dogs. Like, locals are terrified. Like, they will cross the street. They will do everything to, like, disengage. And then there's, like, Drew and all the other tourists that, like, la-la-la-la-la, go play with the dogs. And you could see the locals look at you like you're disgusting. Because they're like, what is wrong with you? And then, you know, so it's, like, cool in that sense because we're more, like, sympathetic to these creatures.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really cute. But, like, we don't take them home either.
Right.
Like, they're still, and these are, like, smarter dogs than the ones that people have at home. Like, these dogs look both ways before they cross streets.
Yeah.
Like, they are literally, like, for the streets. And, like, when you, like, try to feed them, if you're not feeding them, like, meat, they don't want it. Like, Drew would try to give them potatoes, and they would just, like, walk away.
Yeah. Even, like, the Remsa student that I was with was like, oh, people will still say that, like, it was the dog's fault. And I get, like, you shouldn't also allow your child to, like, terrorize animals. Your dog's full grown. It's not a puppy anymore. And your child's a child. And it only knows as well as the parent has taught it. And so, yeah, it's, like, the parent. Entirely the parent's fault, especially because it was, you know, a family dog or whatever. It's, like, you allowed this dog to be your own child. You also allowed your child to act this way. With this
dog.
Well,
it's like back to like the Drew, I mean, the Juan situation and the dog biting you.
But it's definitely not the child's fault.
Juan's dog biting you, it wasn't the dog's fault. It was my fault because I was told better than to let you, like, to let people just walk in. He had told me multiple times. The problem is the dog.
Right.
The thing is, the dog had an issue and I was aware of it.
It's not my or the dog's fault.
Right. It was neither one of yours fault. It was
it's
my
you
fault.
It's you and Juan's fault.
Precisely. It was the cognizant adults that were aware of the situation that it did not mediate it from happening. So
the adults, not me.
Well, no, but the cognizant adults, the ones that were aware of the situation. You had no awareness that you're going to walk into a house where a dog may bite
for
you.
The 50th time.
Whereas I completely disregarded the fact because it just, I see the dog every day that nothing happens. I completely disregarded the fact that this dog might actually bite you because it just did not, even though the dog had done so twice before, it seemed unrelated and unparalleled. And I just didn't plan for it. And so when Juan was like, I told you so, it's like, again, does the dog deserve to be put down because it bit you? No, it was my fault. But again, we still have a dog that is more violent than it needs to be. That dog didn't need to be in that environment. So the dog doesn't need to be put down. It just needs to not be in that kind of environment. Like, if Juan lived by himself and didn't have guests over, that's fine. Yeah,
right.
But because it was in that environment.
It's absolutely insane.
Precisely.
That it lived in that house.
With how much commotion and...
Like, what a terrible...
Place.
Sense of judgment on everyone's part.
Yep.
In that house.
Yep.
Awful.
Yep.
And
the dog doesn't deserve to die for that. But... You don't deserve to get bit. It is all that. That's why this is like, it's still an animal. If we thought about the fact that we had three animals in the house, no one would have fucked around and found out. But they're not treated like the animals. They're just treated like guests and roommates. And like, they are just, it's just much their couch as it is my couch.
Bite bowl.
Right.
And it's like, Janelle's never bitten anyone. Ever. Ever.
Could you imagine someone like walked in and was like, fuck, bro, your roommate bit you.
Your roommate runs to the door and jumps on him and bites him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be some good shit.
Or even like your three-year-old doing that.
like a running.
Dude, I bet people, it would be like in the newspapers and they'd be like, put this down. Like, put them down.
Psychotic three-year-old running jumps. Name the biting flying squirrel.
Oh my gosh. Literally people get put in jail and asylums for less than fucking dogs do. I swear to God.
You're correct.
Like, they let those things sleep in their beds with them. And people are in jail. And the nut house for less. Like, make that make sense. Please.
Oh.
Also, I was going to say, like, even, like... Well, the problem with children and dogs is also, like, even just playing. Like, even big dogs just trying to, like, the husky and, like, the three-year-old.
It's too much.
It's, like, even if it's not even aggressive, it's just trying to play you could potentially freaking break your three-year-old's leg.
Or head. Just push
or head. Down. Right, exactly. You can just knock it over.
It can knock it onto an edge. Like, it just...
Right. Like, the dog that ripped this girl's face off could have easily also been playing.
Yeah. We have no idea but that's the thing.
Also,
that's
like playing usually leads to aggression.
Yeah.
So it's because it's like you don't know what's going to trigger this dog. And so you're playing with it and you accidentally, you know, poke it in the unpokeable spot. And then like, you know, next thing you know.
No, it's literally for around and find out.
Fido turns into fighter.
And nobody.
Fido. Fido turns into Fido.
but like people don't around and find out what people's cats. You don't go around just grabbing people's cats and. People are terrified to fuck people's cats.
Right.
And cats do way less damage. Like, cats have never done as much damage as dogs have.
Never.
Never.
Wait, when was the last time you read in the newspaper?
Cat takes out eyeball. you know what I'm saying?
Right. They're just notorious for, like, eating grandma after she, like, passes.
So this is the other thing. You, like, know monkeys? Like, how you can have a pet monkey? And it's, like, the worst idea in the world?
Uh-huh.
Anyone listening, don't ever buy a pet monkey. It's literally just a bad idea. They're permanent toddlers.
Are you speaking from experience?
Well, because the state of Nevada, you can own any animal for the most part. Uh-huh. So Nevada is notoriously known for having exotic pets that people buy and then not knowing what to do with them. And they got to get rehoused and it's problematic. And this is like the land of people getting mauled by shit they shouldn't have owned in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's not personal experience. It's just we just so happen to be in that state.
Yeah. It's made the headlines.
Well, yeah, and you can have anything in Nevada because it's very rare that you're going to bring anything here that'll fill up the biodiversity because everything dies.
Right.
Except horses.
Yeah.
Those invasive fuckers. But like Hawaii, for example, they don't let you bring anything. Like, your pet, no exotic animals, like it'll... You can't bring it there.
Oh, right. You can't even bring, like, apples.
Yeah,
from
like, they're like,
California.
Don't bring anything over here. But Nevada, they're like, oh, lion? Bring it. Sphinx? Not the Sphinx. What's the other cat? Lynx? Is it a lynx cat? It's like it's like cat size, big cat size. No, small cat. It is
house cat size.
House cat size.
But
it's an it's a wild animal.
I think lynxes are right? Like that.
Yeah. So anyways, kangaroos you can buy in Nevada, like all the shit. Uh-huh. So anyways, so monkeys are notoriously known for being bought, but then people don't know what to do with them. And this is the thing. One of the downsides of buying a monkey is your monkey will fuck around and harm somebody.
Right.
Like, they're still a wild animal. Right. So if you have a monkey. Yeah, even if you get, like, a smaller size, like, they are
ripped.
Vicious. Well,
that's how, like, most dogs, most animals are. The same, that's what, you know, the same problem with dogs. It's, like, they're so tiny, but, humans are so
weak,
squishy and weak. Everything else is so much stronger. Right,
and we don't have, like, the motor reflexes. For example, like, when you have a guard dog, one of the fears that you have is, like, say I have it, right, and I'm just, like, da-da-da down the street, and one of my friends, like, jump scares me. My dog will react faster than I can tell it to stop.
Right. Well, right.
As it should react, but right. It's faster than I can even.
Right, it took, like,
10 years
for someone to realize freaking Kike was biting me.
Right.
They just all stared.
Well, because humans don't process
right. Also,
nearly
like,
as quickly.
Also, the second of, like, disbelief because of our delusional minds with dogs, like, there's
right,
because no
you
way,
don't
like,
assume that that's what, and it's just like, but the dog reacts so much faster than a human, and that's why police dogs are great. Like, because right. Like, there's like one of the obedience training things that they do is well, they're also, like, if you move, my dog will bite you. If you move, the dog will bite you, and the dog will bite you before you could even command
well,
for it to
well,
move. Because
also,
it's
we're
faster.
Just like like our instincts are so desensitized,
right?
Because we live in peace, love, and happiness land with candy canes and rainbows.
You know what's crazy? People buy like Rhodesian Ridgebacks.
What's that?
Oh my! So you probably will never notice one unless you like notice them. But this is the dog. Regular schmegular looking dog,
uh-huh.
Right? Hold on.
Uh-huh.
And what it's known for is this ridge on its back.
Okay. Huh.
Guess what why this dog exists?
Probably something nasty. Like something
It was bred in South Africa to kill fucking lions and shit.
Right. That's how they all are. Like, that's like...
But, like, they still do that. Like, they're still used for that purpose to, like, protect them from wildlife. From big, scary shit that will... And then, so it's like, this dog has the capacity to fight a lion
right.
or a tiger or whatever the fuck. And
well, same thing.
We're
have
just
going
to have it
you
eat
seen,
at the dinner
have
table.
Have you seen a wiener dog? Like, get a hold of something, bro? Like, a freaking wiener dog. I swear to God, like, insane. Like, if it really wants... Like, have you, like... If you've seen it, like, you know, attack anything, any rodent, you know, just imagine you're 9 months old. Like, dude, out. Like, out. Goodbye. TKO. Your wiener dog just ruined your life. Like,
right.
Obviously, that, like, literally never happens.
Yeah, but...
But I'm just saying, but we're as far as just power is concerned of these creatures.
I can't believe that we have this problem in today's society.
Yeah. I definitely could see... See, I'm where I'm on the fence is, like, the grossness of it. Like, I totally understand how you could find it, like, absolutely disgusting. Because, like, these things don't wear shoes.
And they just track that shit into your house?
And just... Oof.
I mean,
they also, like, bathe, like... Maybe. Dude, there's some people that, like, never bathe their dog. Like, ever.
Yeah,
you know
that
what
one's
I mean?
Ridiculous.
And then, like, that thing's sleeping in your bed.
That's a depiction of the dog. That's its major depiction. And you want to bring that to be around kids? Not that I'm, again, like, they're very obedient and whatever.
Yeah,
it's
no,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, right. But as far as just sheer power of these creatures that we trust so much, you know. It's just, like, it's so naive to say that, like, there's not anything that would provoke that dog to kill your kid. You know what I mean? That is just, that's
it's another thing
naive.
To say, fuck the kid, me.
Well,
I'm,
yeah, that too.
I'm unlikely to provoke your dog.
Right. It could kill
not,
you
it could
if
just
it wanted
not like
to.
Me. It could just fuck up my face. It could take off my finger.
Yeah.
It can just bite. Like, and I think this is, like, where, like, people have, like, lost their minds. Is like, you just haven't met someone that's experienced that. And you're like, oh, never my dog. It's like when you're like, oh, my kid would never do that. You're fucking dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, my kid would never sneak off and smoke weed.
Okay.
Sure.
Right.
You know, it's like, I know people get very
right,
delusional
that's why it's like,
about
it's
their
so,
own things.
Like, how could you be so naive? It's clearly, and that's why, and that's why it seems even more, like, just American and, like, gross that it's just... We just live inside, like, a bubble, and it's like, how are you so, like, live in this just fantasy.
And this is what my dad said. People just, like, they don't... What is it? He always says something like, people just don't experience the bad shit. Like, mm-hmm. So he always says, like, jail, like, prisons are full of people who thought nobody got caught for this shit. You just don't know the person who did.
Right.
And it's like, people think that dogs don't bite and maul people. You just haven't, lived long enough to.
Right. And as soon as you are, then it's like,
and like,
wow.
Now, because you're going to work at a hospital, potentially in the ER, there's a bunch of shit that you would have never thought to be afraid of.
Right.
That
right.
you're going to right. absolutely be right. terrified
that nurses
of.
Nurses are always one, like, they hate motorcycles. They probably hate pets.
Police officers, like, think about the shit that police right. officers and yeah. doing. Like, this is just not worth the risk.
Yeah.
And like, people, like, how many people know someone that's like died off of a motorcycle? Not many, unless that's like your thing. But like, to sit here and be like, motorcycles don't kill people.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, bad drivers kill people. Okay, what's your point?
What
so right, because right. bad drive
like you chicken and an egg. It's like, just
it doesn't matter. Now yeah. someone's dead.
Yeah.
Dead for whatever reason, they're dead.
Dead, face ripped off, like
dead. Arm gone.
Cooked. Fucking cooked. It's like yeah, exactly. And it's just so sad that those atrocities have to happen for people to find sympathy for these things. And it's just insane that like grown adults can't, something that they haven't seen in front of their own eyes, cannot imagine having sympathy for these things.
Or knowing,
it's like,
that it's possible.
How are you that dense? Like,
right. I mean, I think about when I was like 18 and I first went to Europe, I didn't realize how like dangerous it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the older I've gotten, the more I'm very uncomfortable with the thought of traveling by myself.
Yeah.
When I was 18, I just never really thought about how easy it would have been to just take me.
Mm-hmm.
Not like literally, but in the sense of like the amount of time between my check-ins with my parents, between whenever they would be able to get in touch with somebody to do something about it. Like, I could already be chopped up in a million pieces and sent to like South Africa. You know, like
to Timbuktu.
Yeah, like there's so much can happen with that disconnect of time. And like, I honestly, if I could put like those rice chips they put in dogs.
Rice?
I think they're like the size of a grain of rice.
Oh, okay. Like I've just never heard them called rice chips. I mean, but
the microchips,
sure, yeah.
And they chip a dog. Yeah. Like, if I could get one of those on me, but it's like live, like an Apple tag, I would.
Right, like if the rest of you got like cut for some reason, it like alerts.
Well, not even that. Like, if it could just constantly, if I could be tracked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I would do it. Like, not like anyone could look at it any time because they want to, but like if needed, the information was available, I would put like a chip in my big toe.
I mean, that's pretty much just your phone, but...
But you can be separated from your phone. Like, that's the first thing being thrown out the car when you get kidnapped.
I guess.
I know you have an issue with being tracked, so... But I'm not saying, like...
Not as much anymore.
I know, thankfully. That shit was ridiculous.
Yeah, I do think about that. Sometimes where my phone is and, like, how I could conceal it to...
There's no... Everyone knows you have it.
Yeah. I feel like I've actually literally had the thought before that, like, not necessarily me, but just, like, shoving it in your ass, like, or your coochie, you know what I mean?
Your phone?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not yours.
Yours you could probably do. It's just so, like...
rectangular?
Your ass is definitely not taking that.
Right. The length isn't the issue. It's the...
It's the width? Oh, my God. Absolutely not. Mine?
But if you were, like, in a death or liver death
I don't think so. I honestly...
I don't know.
Like,
you
I want you to
either.
Really look at my phone, Kira, and tell me what you think. Unprimed?
Could you imagine? That'd be a really good story, though.
I shoved my phone?
Just the headline, I shoved my phone up my ass. When I got kidnapped.
Gosh.
Oh. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we've been holding this one back that we're certified dog haters for so long. Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like it's so unpopular. I feel like there has to be other people that feel this way, though.
Can we start a podcast?
I feel
a
like
dog hating
it's kind of like,
group?
It's like definitely not in style. But, like, it's going to be, like, a speakeasy for, like, dog haters. You know what I mean? Like a fight club
it's like
for dog haters.
It's like
yeah, it's so nuanced. You know, you can love and hate dogs.
I love them. I can't wait to have one.
Right. Me too.
I just hate other people's usually and don't want your...
But it's like, I absolutely understand where they stand as far as...
My mom's friend came over with her dog and like they were leaving and she was like, say bye to Blue. And I was like...
No.
I was like... I was like, you're kidding me, right? I just like, I don't, and I, you know what's the funniest thing? When you're like walking through the park or like walking across campus and you like, so like, you acknowledge the dog, you're like, oh, cute dog. And like the person's like waiting for you to touch it. And like, I feel like when I have a dog, I'm not going to want people touching my dog.
No. I don't know. Our consent with dogs is kind of interesting.
Like, I'm going to be like my dog, I think I'm going to just tell people it bites. Like, it bites. Like, I don't want to, like, be fucking bothered. Like my dog is not for your...
Just walk off. Like, just leave. I don't know.
I know. But, you know, this, I just think about how often Drew touches dogs versus how often I touch the dog. And, like, he'll, like, stop and pet dogs. But,
Right. Like, I still, like, see dogs. Or I literally... Right. Like, I still, when I see dogs, I'm like, ooh, dog.
Right.
Or I'm like, ooh, cutie. When you see a puppy and you're like, ah, woo. Right. Like all my, you
I feel
know.
That way about kids too, but I right. just, you know, I'm not gonna go touch your, like the thing that people actually
I'll pet
go
them
to like,
too.
Yeah. But you know, like there's a thing sometimes. About people trying to go touch random strangers' babies and stuff. Like it's a thing. Yeah. It's like apparently like people like, especially like they'll like be like, oh, like your baby's so, and then they're like back the
kind of, I don't know, yeah.
Like I think it's like more of a cultural. I don't know who does
right.
that.
But
shit.
That's why I feel like I'm more hesitant. Right, I feel like I'm kind of hesitant to pet dogs because like I just don't want to assume that you want your dog pet. Like
right,
it's your dog.
Right, and I just can't wait to tell people it bites. I can't wait to start conditioning one person at a time.
See, I
that
feel
you
like
just
you
shouldn't
have
it.
To say it bites.
No, I know. I just want to. Okay. Like, I want the person to understand.
See,
that
I feel
they,
like I just
want to
be, like, I just don't think.
I just don't, like, when someone's
or just,
going.
Like, ask.
No, I know. When someone's, like, going for it, I just want to be like, she bites. And just let them feel stupid for just
right. And then
not
just be
thinking.
Like, you shouldn't assume that, you know, you can pet my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want them to think, and then I can tell them.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm be like, no. Well, I don't know. I don't even know if I'll care, actually, but...
I'm just going to care off of principle that people just shouldn't do it.
Right.
I want them to have a little fear first.
See, I don't need...
Can't wait. Ooh, should we talk about our horse hating?
I love horses.
I was kidding.
And they've probably fucked me up more. Not really. I've just been, like,
what
stepped
have you been
on.
Ugh.
And, like, kind of
But you know what people
by?
Don't do? They don't fucking let their horse eat at the dinner table. And you know what people don't do? Just walk up to horses and touch them.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm terrified to feed horses
Say
that
goodbye
are
to neeners.
I'm not finger.
I feel like horses are way more respected. They're also not, like, pranced around as much, like... I mean, they are, but I mean, like, they're, I don't know.
Nobody's going around justifying why their horse needs to be doing human-esque act. No one's bringing it to the coffee shop. You don't know that. Anyways.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
It really is.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
It's unfortunate.
It used to be a dog-eat-dog world. Now it's just a dog-eat-dog world. And a dog-eat-kid world.
This has been Crisis.
With Kira.
And Isis.